know, I've got some news.
You've got massive news. Wow. So let's stop talking about me and talk about you.
Okay, so guys, for those who have been listening to us for, I don't know, we've been on for a little while on the air now, but 2 years ago I mentioned I would start looking for a house, and we finally found one.
Yay. If I had an applause, if we worked in radio, I would like be pumping some applause right now. So,
welcome to Parenthood, where each week we explore the lives of Aussie mums and dads and what's really going on behind closed doors. I'm your host, Leonia Kidinor, mum of two, business owner and relationship coach. This segment is Real Talk, where Liv and I discuss the trials and tribulations of parenting. Let's begin.
Welcome to the show.
Real Talk.
We're back. Is that how we start all episodes? We should actually listen back to how we start. We need to be like, we're back with Liv and Leonie.
Well, we tried Real that talk. Once. I was like, I'll go first. I'll say, it's Leonie. And
hi, it's Liv.
And then you were like, and Liv, but like 30 but I feel seconds like later.
We've done a lot more recording since then.
Yes.
We're getting better. I hope you all think that we're getting better. We're still having fun, which is totally. The main thing.
But you're right. We could be a bit more pro with our entry, but that's cool. This is just real talk. So tell me, talking about life, how's life?
Oh, my God. Well, what are we, a third of the way through the year, just
over?
I can't
even believe it.
It's getting a little bit cooler. But, no, it's been good. I have been doing lots of fun things, travelling again for work, which has been enjoyable, I think, because we're still just in the first third of the year.
Yeah.
I'm very excited because I'm a big Drive to Survive fan. I'm going to the Grand Prix weekend.
Amazing.
So there's a few of us from work going along, which corporate perks, thank you very much.
I'm so jealous. You know, born and bred in Melbourne as we are, never been to the Grand Prix.
Yeah, I've been once before. But I was literally in the nosebleed section and didn't really see, whereas this is going to be the corporate experience.
Oh,
so
VIP style.
Still trying to work out what I'm going to wear. Super, super pumped to do that. But no, you know, remember those ins and outs and resolutions I was telling you about a few episodes back?
Yeah.
We're doing fairly well running. I mean, I've like slowed up a little bit because of the work, which is the downside of work travel. Like, you just lose
momentum.
Routine.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing I really dislike. I kind of enjoy the time away from my family otherwise. But
the uninterrupted sleep is not so
bad. I will pick that
up
because I'm doing that 10K if it's the last thing that I do. So,
do we have a goal for the 10K? Is it like by May? I mean, I want to hold you. We can all hold you to this.
31st of December 2024, mate. Like, even if I am doing it up and finish at 11:59, as long as I get it done. No, there is like the Melbourne Marathon or something
that's
a good 10K run, which I think is October. So let's go with that.
I like it.
Just had the corporate try, which was fun, and got around that.
Yeah,
so, look,
good.
I'm doing stuff. I just haven't done the 10K just yet.
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've got some news.
You've got massive news.
Well,
so let's stop talking about me and talk about you.
Okay, so, guys, for those who have been listening to us for, I don't know, we've been on for a little while on the air now, but 2 years ago I mentioned I would start looking for a house, and we finally found
one. If I had an applause, if we worked in radio, I would like be pumping some applause right now.
So literally, those of you who have heard me bang on about the fact that we just can't find a space and we're grown out of our current place and blah, 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 blah.
You telling me all those times that I said to you, the one is going to come? It's going to come.
It has come.
I know,
Thank you,
it's easy for me to say that the one is going to come because you were like, it's just not going to. I could see the frustration every time I said that to you.
So much.
But this is the one?
But this is the one. And you know what? The reason why it took us 2 years is I was very specific about location. So I get very, and this is what I did the first time we bought a house. We're living in South Yarra. That was the sort of the bachelorette pad.
Yeah.
It was never meant to be to have children in. And then there we are in our two-bedroom home.
Some great times.
Some great times pre-children. And then post-children, we just started, as the boys got bigger and bigger, we just kind of went, you know. But I didn't want to compromise on having amenities nearby. I love doing my runs around the tan. I love, you know, but I can't afford a big house in that suburb. So we started looking at neighbouring suburbs, and there was one suburb that I was obsessed with. And I said, okay, it's still not too far from the school, still not too far from South Yarra, etc. I'm down for that. I don't want to go much further than that. And because we
did, I'm going to pause you there.
Yeah.
Have you had to change, like, over those 2 years, did your search
we started
area
looking
change?
At the surrounding suburbs of my ideal suburb because, like, literally, you know, because we just couldn't find anything and everything was out of our budget. And I think it was probably a bit of a stretch goal where I wanted to live. And then, long story short, so for context, it's about a 10-minute drive from where we currently live. So it's not huge. It's like two suburbs across. But eventually what ended up happening was interest rates had gone up and up and up. And then there was this one weekend, we'd found this house and our buyer's advocate, so we had a buyer's advocate that we had engaged like ages ago. Yeah. And we'd said to him, look, you don't have to spend 2 years looking for a house for us. If you find a house that meets all of these requirements in this location, let us know.
Yeah.
So he just had his ear to the ground. Yeah. We actually find this house on realestate.com and we just went to have a bit of a look at it. Just let's just see what it's like. Went there, liked it. Our buyer's advocate went through and said, you're probably kidding yourself on budget, but let's see how we go.
Thanks, mate. Right? We'll see about that.
I'm like, I feel like that's what all you've been telling me for 2 years, you know, but we'll see. And so what ended up happening was that week interest rates went up and everyone got really nervous and they just kept going up. So basically we were away for a wedding on the weekend that the auction was happening. And so Jules and I were like, well, we'll get our buyer's advocate to go. You know our budget. You know what we can go up to. Yeah. I was a little bit miffed because I'm like, oh, we found the house ourselves, so like, why did we get a buyer's agent?
I really want to ask you about
that. Yeah. So, but then anyway, the way it played out was, I'm so glad we did have him. Firstly, I got to go to the wedding and have more fun, and he had to go to the auction. But it was actually hilarious. I'll tell you this. So basically, what happened was we had a wedding on the Friday. The auction was on the Saturday. The wedding was large. We were all staying at this house. Like, there was about three other couples. We all had it was an amazing house. And we were all staying in our little areas of this house. So we get to bed at, I don't know, early morning. It was we didn't have the children. Parents gone
wild. You were
wild,
having a good time.
I was like, yeah, we're feeling a bit sore in the head
the next morning. Not a lot of sleep. I think we're picking up what you're putting down.
Wake up the next morning at like 7 a.m. because the body clock for children, even though there are no children with us, they're in Melbourne with with Jules's parents. Wake up and I'm still a little bit, drunk and I'm like, oh, God, I'm starving. What do I eat? And there was a bag of chips next to me that I'd packed. So I was like, just open the bag of chips. I start eating it. I wake up Jules. I'm like, hey, Jules, you know what? Like a TV show or something. I'm like, we have the whole morning to ourselves. He's like, you are eating chips in bed. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, all right, we'll watch something. So I opened my laptop. We're watching a bit of The Block. And then after an hour of The Block, I was like, I'm tired. I'm going back to sleep. Fall back asleep. Next minute, my phone's like vibrating and I'm like, wait, what day is it? What year is it? I don't even know what's life right now. And I grab it
oh
and
gosh.
It's our buyer's agent being like, so I'm at the auction right now. There's a bit of movement and activity. And I'm like, wait, what?
Where am I?
I was like, oh my gosh, Jules, wake up. He's at the auction. So it was just like one of those moments that we don't ever really have. Oh my God, we never get to sleep in.
You will laugh so much when you're just lying in bed. I'm sure you already do. And go, remember how we bought this house?
And he's like, I'll call you back in 5 once it kicks off. So anyway, I'm like, oh my God, I'm really panicked now. Like, are we actually going to get the house? I don't know. And anyway, so then we were on speaker. He was bidding, etc. It got passed into us at the end. And it was funny because as it was going on, I kept running up and down the stairs. A lot of our friends were staying downstairs in the kitchen.
We
don't have it yet. It's all right. I'll give you an update in 30 seconds. And I'm like running back upstairs. Anyway, it got passed into us. And this is the beauty of the buyer's agent because he straight away negotiated a price that was which was significantly less than what we, I shouldn't say significantly less, but was less than what we had a pre-approval for.
Okay.
But I would have, during that negotiation of 45 minutes, I would have stopped at that highest point of my pre-approval and gone, it's fine. Yep, I've got approval for that. That's what I've got. Just take it.
Yeah.
Whereas he's like, I reckon.
Cool your jets, mate.
Yeah, let's just gauge this. Let's play, powerful negotiator is what, basically he paid for his fee in the end and a little bit more, I sat there going, thank God I had someone working for me.
So why did you engage a buyer's advocate? Like going back to the beginning, I've never engaged a buyer's advocate. Yeah. I know a number of my friends do.
Mm.
Why would you use a buyer's advocate?
Because
what's their role?
I've got no time to be going to opens every single weekend.
So their job is to source you a property primarily and then help close the deal.
100% on or off market. So they will get you indoors that you cannot see an REA.
They are connected.
They're well connected.
All the real estate agents.
So we saw a number of properties that were not listed, but it's like, oh, we heard that they're considering going on the market. And because we were so specific about our location and because we were so time poor and because we had great recommendations of this person who's like the king of the area in which we are buying in, it made me think I would rather get a specialist working for me because I'm very specific about what I want. It's a big investment and I just want to be sure that we're getting the very best.
Okay.
So for that reason, and it worked out great. So we did go to a lot of houses.
I've just got the visual. I've been watching that real estate show. It's Sydney-based.
Oh,
they're really
the million-dollar listing.
Million-dollar listing.
Is that Sydney? Oh, that's such a good show.
And they had just such flamboyant personalities. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I love it. Great viewing. Hot tip.
Yeah, hot tip, definitely.
But he must be a buyer's advocate. One of the main characters, that's the one, whatever his name
the
is.
One
everyone knows, the, you know,
yes,
that guy. He just drives around on his phone the whole time, just like having a good time.
That's him. And like they ask the right questions, they don't give anything away. Yeah. Like meanwhile, they know how to play it.
Yeah.
Okay. So look, worthwhile investment. So now we've got the house, we've moved in.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we talk about we'll stop there.
Where do you get boxes from? I mean, yeah.
So with me, it was actually, we decided we were going to have the house painted before we moved in. Yeah. What that meant was for a period of about 3 weeks, we were able to start moving smaller items into the house. So we actually just filled our car, you know, and did a couple of trips, we didn't do the big boxes thing because we had a staggered approach in getting into the house. We did have a big moving day. Can we talk about movers for a second?
Yeah, where would you find a mover?
Well, what did you do? Because you've moved before.
I hired a van because we were literally just moving from a one-bedroom apartment and we were buying most of our furniture. It's like new free. All the big bulky stuff got delivered brand new to the house.
Right.
So we were literally, my dad and Mark, literally putting things into the van and off we go.
Right.
So I am thinking more than likely we will move, hence my question.
Yeah.
What will I do? Like, how do you source
Jules, my husband, loves to research stuff. So he started researching all the different moving companies and then reading all the feedback from people on the reviews. And one thing that he realized was a lot of the feedback was, okay, we were quoted for a two-hour moving job. The price was going to be $500 or whatever.
Yeah.
But they get paid by the hour. So every extra hour, they are charging through the nose. And guess what
That's how they get you.
So they're standing at the front. Not everyone's doing this, but some people were saying our experience was our movers were not moving quickly, having a cigarette out the front for a while. And we were like, guys, we're on the clock here. And also we've had a lot of comments around they damaged my furniture because, and then the insurance is on top of if you want to get the insurance, if you've got expensive furniture that you don't want damaged. And they damaged this or I couldn't locate this.
Mm.
So we ended up going through a recommendation through our buyer's advocate and we knew that if it's recommended, so what this person did, he was fantastic. I'll give anyone the name. I just don't know it off the top of my head. DM me if you want this mover. He was fantastic. He came to our house prior, looked at our house, looked at all the pieces of furniture that needed to be moved, then took the time to go to the house in which the new house we bought, had a look for the entrance, the access, all of that. We didn't have the keys at that point, but then he was able to provide a comprehensive fixed fee.
Management of expectations.
Yes.
It's what we all want.
Yes.
Now. Like we are in such a consumer-driven environment that we can rate and give feedback on everything. And it's like when you go and get your car serviced and you don't know how much you're going to have to pay.
Yep.
There is nothing worse. We all have that sense of dread.
Yep.
So he has got the perfect business model there where you know what you're buying.
Yes.
There's no
hidden fees.
Moving house, I'm sure, has been so stressful.
Yes, yes. Yeah, you don't want to have to deal with
some shonky business.
And what I loved was insurance was included. All of the extras were included. They will place the furniture exactly in the room in which you wanted. So it probably cost us, it came out, I don't know, maybe probably double, if not a bit more than double what the $500. So call it, if it was $500, the run of the mill for the 2 hours, but then you have to pay more from a lot of the ones that we were looking at. I think we paid about $1,500, call it.
Yeah.
But when we looked at the $500
you'd
one and all of the extras and the hours, you would have got there.
I mean, that's probably what you'd expect to pay.
That's exactly right.
To move house.
Well, we didn't have much furniture. So we went for a two bedroom home.
This is so interesting because like I haven't really moved as a grown adult with children and a whole ton of stuff.
Yes.
Like it's very helpful to know where you begin.
Yes, totally. So look at the reviews, but definitely if anyone wants recommendation, I'll provide it or go and speak to other friends who have
moved. Have you got some suggestions? I mean, given your trade and your vocation of being a property developer, I'm sure you've got a whole heap of your own personal hookups who've probably helped paint and all the rest of it. Or maybe you've had Jules on a paintbrush for all I know.
We did use the trades, but
you wanted it done well. Got it. No offense, Jules. But what would you suggest to people who need a painter or a carpenter or something?
Yeah, I mean, look, there are great places out there. I mean, I know the Block uses like a Hire Pages where you can kind of, and then you get, they have trades that are rated, et cetera. But I mean, I think go to your network and figure out like who moved recently or who recently had a reno.
Yeah.
We could probably count at least on one hand people that we know that have done work on their house. So, I mean, I trades are so specific, I feel, and you don't want to be disappointed because you're spending big money on these things. It's like I always say with building, add an extra zero on the end always, right? So
and
you want to be happy.
In time,
like,
too.
Right? Like you want to be happy. And this is where I feel like recommendations is everything. Yeah. Speaking of, so the work that we did, we literally gave it a good paint, but we also, they had these beautiful older curtains, nice heavy ones. I did see them.
Very vintage.
Very vintage. So I went, okay, they're going to go straight away because I want the modern aesthetic internally. And I found this amazing company online that have a DIY option because also I wanted the shears and then the blinds behind, right? That's very like
when you're watching a movie,
moment.
You want it to be black
That's
out.
Right. But then I love the shears and the lighting able to come through. Yeah. I couldn't afford on top of all of my other expenses upon moving houses to buy, to go to a regular, you know, curtain company where they would install it and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Who did
and
you find?
Like, so I found this company called the Curtain and Blind Company.
Oh, they great are, name.
Honestly, right? I mean, guys, you're not going to forget what they actually do.
Well, we know what they do.
And essentially what I loved about them is they're Australian owned.
Okay.
Family business, like four generations in the making.
Yeah.
They're based in WA, but what they do is their factory's out there. They are like, and I love that it's Australian manufactured, blah, blah, blah. And basically, doesn't matter where in Australia you are, they will, you go to your.
You measure.
Measure.
Yeah.
They have videos online around how to measure and based on the type of product you're getting, whether it's the shears or the blinds and typically where they go to and blah, blah, blah. It's so simple, like really simple. They've done it so well. Measure, you put in your order, they then deliver, like, you know, deliver you the goods. Yeah. And then literally it was Jules and I over a weekend, a couple of hours, just putting them up. And they do it so
easy.
And they provide everything you need.
And
so
great
you just
quality,
went,
obviously.
Great quality. Yeah. And I just went, oh, my gosh, that was the difference between me not having new curtains and also, or going really cheapo and then being like, oh, I've got these, like, really awful quality product that I'm not really happy with and I'll have to change in 3 years anyway because that will drive me nuts. Mm. And then and the beauty of it as well is I thought initially, all right, I'll test them out. I'll ask for some samples. Let's see how good they are.
Yeah.
They actually – so I chose a few shears that I liked and they they provided samples. You can see, touch and feel the product.
I'm tactile. I need to be able to look
same.
And see.
And it's a
I
big
can't
decision.
Just look at an image on a website and know that's what it's going to look like.
No.
That's great.
So how good is that? And I was able to put it up against the wall and go, yeah, that will work. Love it. So the process was seamless. So what I'll do, guys, for those of you who are interested and who don't want to spend an arm and a leg but do want amazing quality curtains, blinds, etc., I'll pop in the show notes their details.
It's my new favorite. Like that is just great,
like,
brand.
Oh, like honestly, so if you need to do our money and you work to your house, you know where to go.
That's it. I will definitely keep them in mind for sure.
Because I feel like there are certain things in a home that will really spruce it up. The one thing I'm looking for at the moment is the light fixtures.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're in an older downstairs.
We need to talk to Beacon Lighting.
I know. Hi, Beacon. we'll tag them in the episode notes maybe for see what they could give me. No. But basically, and there are actually, funnily enough, there are some from Beacon that I absolutely love. But we've got the ones in the downstairs where it's the one light fixture, the pendant that drops, and it's old school.
Yeah.
And I just know, like, now we've got the curtains done, now we've got the paint. I just keep looking up at that light fixture and I'm like,
well, but, guess what? You've now got more time back in your life because you're not spending every Saturday looking at
and speaking to my
houses.
Buyer's advocate.
speaking to your old mate buyer's advocate, you have time to just get it right.
Yeah. But I feel like that's almost for now the last piece of the puzzle. Like everything else can wait.
You
like
made
there's
it.
Outside you could do, you know.
Does that 2 years really feel like 2 years, 5 years or 6 months
I feel
now?
Like if, well, it's interesting. Yeah, that's a really good question because when I was in it, it felt like 10 years of searching.
It always does.
But now that I'm out of it, I'm like, oh, that was a blip. Like, oh my.
It's just I love reflecting on that because, when you are going through something challenging and, like, that was something that was weighing on you heavily. It was really important for your family. So it's not a trivial thing, right? But you do go through things like that in life. You're just like, this just feels like a slog. But then you look back and go, oh, my God, like, what was that?
Oh, do you know what? And it's to your point, it was starting to get really testing on our, even on my relationship. relationship.
Yeah.
Because Jules, unlike me, would have lived anywhere. Yeah. Like, he didn't care. Yeah. He just was like, I really want a bit more of the backyard. I want multiple living spaces so that the kids, when they're screaming and fighting, are not like echoing in the one space that we're living in, which is what we were experiencing in South Yarra. So it was kind of like, Leonie, can't you just give a little? Hence why we started looking at surrounding areas of the area that I wanted to live in, because I was like, all right, well, maybe I am being too finicky here.
Did I tell you, just based on that location and you just having to broaden out your circumference, that the running distance between my house and your house is actually 10K? So maybe we could, like, maybe that will be my 10K run.
Your 10K?
I can run from my house to your house and you can have a glass of rosé waiting for me and I'll get it done.
We'll do a champagne showers when you arrive.
I'm very happy that you're a bit closer to me and you have got a beautiful house in a beautiful area and it's, you made it.
Oh, thanks, babe. Well, yeah, one less thing on the list. So for those of you listening who are moving, considering moving, I mean, even speaking of, you alluded to potentially at some point.
Oh, we're just working through it all. I know so many people are. Do you stay and renovate? And, I mean, we're really at risk of overcapitalizing where we are for what I really want. You know, I want a walk-in robe and I want all the nice things. You're never happy with what you've got. I've got a beautiful house, but you're just never happy with what you've got. And the boys are growing. We need a bit more space. Mm. I want a little retreat that they, as they get older, one, I can close the doors on all their junk because I've changed our third bedroom into a playroom, which is working but not really. Mm. So we're just going through that. Do we stay where we are? We don't love the location, or do we just pack up and push ourselves a little bit to find the one? Yeah. So we're just working through that at the moment.
I feel
stay
like
tuned.
You and every other person I speak to, like, it's really such a hard common theme, isn't it? And I think, I don't know, now that our kids are five, et cetera, like, you
and
start.
And now in school, right? Yes. So we're kind of locked in. So when's the next time? Because if we were moving, we'd probably move a few suburbs away from where we are. Yeah. What does that mean about schooling?
Yeah.
So it's just become a whole lot more complex. But, hey, that's what makes life interesting.
Totally.
So we'll probably need to debrief about this on the pod at some point.
Love that. Well, always a pleasure, Liv.
Congrats. Well done.
You.
Let's pop some bottles and christen this house.
Maybe I'll put a bit of a before and after shot on Insta so people can see. I can finally do one of those now.
I want to see these curtains.
Yes. Done. All right.
See you soon.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, leave us a rating or review, and share it with your friends. Want to contribute to the conversation? Hit us up on Instagram @parenthoodpod and join our Facebook group. Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
The Parenthood Podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we produce on, the land of the Wurundjeri people. We pay respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging.